ferries in New York Harbor almost went the way of the stagecoach. Once, they were the only way to cross the Hudson, and at their peak in 1908, hundreds of thousands of people took the ferry every day. The construction of bridges and tunnels brought an end to that era, and by 1970, the Staten Island Ferry was the only one left. In recent years, ferries began to make a comeback. Then the attacks of September 11th gave the new ferry system a huge boost. NPR's Nancy Solomon prepared this report.
At the ferry dock in Weehawken, New Jersey, Bill Miller looks across the blue waters of the Hudson at the spectacular view of the Manhattan skyline. It's a beautiful day, and the small ferries come and go at 10-minute intervals. To say Miller's a ship enthusiast doesn't quite do him justice. He has written 55 books on the subject. He grew up near the Hudson in 1950s Hoboken and spent his summers riding the ferries all day for the price of a 25-cent ticket.
I was a little boy, and I was watching at the rail as these great big liners used to sail to Europe. But they were the leading ladies, and the stage was the Hudson. The supporting cast were the freighters, the tugs, and the ferries that used to shuttle back and forth. And that was all part of the bravado, the wonderful character of New York Harbor. It was such a busy place back then.
Miller watched as that world slowly disappeared in the 1960s and 70s. The ports moved away from the city, airplanes replaced ocean liners, and the ferries shut down. Over time, the Hudson became an empty place, bordered on both sides by decrepit neighborhoods. It took another decade before New Yorkers rediscovered the riverfront.
People are realizing that this gorgeous view, the breeze, the excitement, the pizzazz, the history. In Manhattan, high-rises are now dotting the West Shore that were never there before.
Now there are new parks, new museums, office buildings. Entire neighborhoods are emerging. A new ferry service began just as this waterfront building boom was taking off in the mid-80s. Bill Miller was one of 27 people on its maiden run.
I have used this ferry hundreds of times, and I love it. The only criticism I have of it, I wish the ride were longer, because it's so pleasant. I love it. Sometimes I take the run down to Wall Street, and I love to see the city come to life at night with the lights and twinkles. It's like a diamond bracelet on black velvet, and to ride the ferry and to see the lights and smell it all, it's just wonderful.
The ferry service grew slowly as more people began to live and work near the riverfront. Then came 9/11. That day, the ferries evacuated 160,000 people from Manhattan. That began a new chapter in the history of the city's ferry service, and for the owner of New York Waterway, Arthur Imperator Jr.
Because at that point, all the bridges and tunnels were closed, the trains were closed, the bus terminal was closed. There was no way out of Manhattan to the west except to take a ferry or to walk 13 miles north to the George Washington Bridge and walk across the bridge.
With the subway line between New Jersey and Lower Manhattan destroyed, the ferries are now the only direct link from the suburbs into the financial district. Since 9/11, ferry usage has doubled. New York Waterway is now running 33 boats, and that creates more waves on the river. Bruce Peterson and Adrian Putnam spend summers living aboard their 72-foot yacht on the Hudson. But now they find themselves tossed out of bed at 6 a.m. when the first ferry comes by.
You could be anchored in the ocean, it would be just about as calm.
Even when you're out there on the river, I feel like you're driving in traffic. Nobody puts the blinker. They cut right in front of you. So is it just open season on the Hudson?
They'd like to see the harbor police and the Coast Guard better regulate the traffic. The mariner's manager, Matt Emerson, says if something isn't done, it'll hurt his business. Emerson points to the wake of a ferry speeding by and the white-capped waves coming toward the moored boats.
It used to be one would go by, a few minutes later another would go by. It wasn't that big of an issue. But now three or four will pass at the same time, so it doesn't have time to dissipate its power by the time it hits the marina.
The marina's problems aren't going to dissipate anytime soon. New York Waterway has five more boats on order and recently began new service on the east side of Manhattan. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, New York.